Malcolm here, and welcome to the Sunday Sample, episode 34, recorded for Corporate Worship Matters. Today I want to talk about making the most of meaningful movement. Bit of a mouthful. Making the most of meaningful movement. On stage, up front, whenever you're leading singing and having a corporate worship session, you've got a worship team, there's always some movement. Depending on your setup, more in some situations than others, but there's always some movement. Are we making the most of that movement? And are we conscious of what's happening when movement is going on? So what I mean by this is, let me draw you a fictional picture of something that might happen at a church service somewhere near you. A song has ended. Someone's leading the song, they're playing the guitar, or they're conducting the congregation. They finish, and then they look a bit blank for a moment, look around, look down, and slowly wander off as somebody else slowly wanders on. There's a gap of the transition. The other person's looking down and looking at the piece of paper. What am I doing next? Which song is it? And who's playing what's the introduction? And the congregation have gone from a place of corporate worship and enjoying being in the, conscious of being in the presence of God with one another, to a point of, what are they doing up there? Who, don't they know who's singing the next song? And what is the next song? And before you know it, they started thinking about their shopping list and what they're going to do after church, and chatting to their friend and pulling out their phone. And then you've got to start all over again with the next song, and then that song ends and something similar might happen. Now, I might be exaggerating, although I think I might have done that myself, and I've certainly seen it done in one or two places. But movement doesn't have to be something that breaks the flow. Now, I'm talking here not about an individual song in between other elements of the service, but more about when we have a set. Maybe, like my church services, you tend to have perhaps three or four songs in a row at the beginning. Are you mindful of the movement that's going on? Thinking about how to move, when to move, and training one another and giving one another feedback as to how we move. Some of us move confidently, some of us rush. Somebody I have known bows their head and scuttles along as if they're not meant to be there. Perhaps some of us are too languid in our movement. Doesn't look like it matters what we're doing up there. Others of us perhaps look a bit tense as we move around. We need to give each other feedback. So a few thoughts on movement for us, and take what applies for you, because your worship situation might be a bit different from mine. So first of all, feedback. As I mentioned earlier, give each other feedback. How does it look? You can't tell when you're up there. Perhaps ask someone out in the congregation what the movement looks like and what feedback they might give to the people who move around. So they've got to be brave. And you need to ask someone who's safe, who's going to give you kind feedback, but get feedback from the people who are observing and watching. That's number one. Number two, get some training. Either look online, or perhaps if you have someone in your congregation who has acting experience, ask them to school you in movement. Not exaggerated movement, not too complicated, but just to give you a bit of training. I had a little bit of acting training when I was at university, and although I don't claim to be an actor, I know that it helped me in understanding the significance of lots of things to do with acting, and in particular, the idea of movement. So find someone to give you a little bit of training if you can. Thirdly, plan the movement ahead of time. We have our list of songs. We've agreed the keys, perhaps where we're going to drop out the instruments and bring them back in. But how about walking through and talking through the movement? So perhaps think about it. If you are the leader of the worship team, what kind of movement are you thinking about and needs to happen for that particular Sunday? And then when you gather with your worship team for rehearsal during the week, or even on the Sunday just before the service, just talk that through. Who's moving where? You're moving from that stand to the center. Okay, so what does that mean? That means as he's singing this last chorus or this last phrase, you're already moving, right? You're not waiting for it to end. You're moving already. And then you're on the person's shoulder, and as they move away, then you're moving into place and you're continuing the sense of flow. So you're thinking about the cues. There, is there going to be a musical introduction? Is there going to be music while you're walking or not? So talking it through will help you tremendously. Those are the main things that come to my mind. Now, just a note for some who say, oh, this is all about being too professional and slick and it doesn't matter. It's not about looking slick. It's not about that. It's about not allowing there to be any distractions for the corporate body of Christ to be distracted from actually being conscious of being in the presence of God together. This is one of the reasons we gather on a Sunday to corporately worship, so that we can help each other to be conscious of God's presence and enjoy worshiping Him, rather than thinking about what's going on up front. They look confused. So if I can give us some thoughts there, I hope they're helpful. I would like to know from your end what you think about movement. Do you think much about it? Have you found some particular tips or ideas to be useful? Please let me know. Drop a comment into the comment box. Leave that publicly, because then we can learn from each other, and we learn best when we learn in community. And if you have any tips of your own, please also put those there. And if I could ask you to pass the link to this recording on to one other person who might benefit, that would be wonderful. And if you haven't already done so, click the like button if you're watching this on YouTube, and hit the subscribe button so that you can be notified of any recordings that we put up in the near future. Well, that's what we have to talk about this week: meaningful movement. Take care, and God bless.